In this episode of Live Life Better, we're going to talk about avoiding becoming a victim of a post-storm scam. And I'm Nanette Weiser, your host of Live Life Better. So this update comes from Pinellas County. And as many people in the county have incurred severe property damage because of horrible Helene, the Pinellas County Consumer Protection Agency wants to remind residents to be cautious when hiring someone to make repairs. You don't want to become a victim of a home improvement scam by recognizing the warning signs. So here's the first one. Watch out for fly-by-night contractors who take deposits and do little or no work. Avoid dealing with anyone soliciting work door-to-door and take the opportunity to check them out first. Tip number two. Be wary of contractors who ask for advance payment in full. Pay upon completion or as the work progresses. And tip number three, beware of any contractor who tells you that extensive or structural repairs do not require a permit. That's not true. The contractor should pull the required building permits, not the homeowner. So keep the following tips in mind to ensure that your repairs are completed satisfactorily. Deal only with licensed and insured contractors. Make sure to get their name, license number, and proof of general liability and workers' comp insurance. In a state of emergency, as we have now in Pinellas County, you can verify the license status of state-certified contractors online at www.myfloridalicense.com. A list of Pinellas County licensed, qualified, and insured contractors can be found online using the contractor search feature on that website. Furthermore, make sure that you have a written contract that details the work to be completed. Also, retain proof of payment for the work in case you need it later. I also suggest taking a picture of the license plate and their work permit. That's always a good thing to do. Require the contractor to supply a final affidavit indicating that all subcontracts and suppliers used on the job are paid in full. And finally, ensure that the contractor has had the work inspected by the building department before you make that final payment. So the Florida Disaster Contractor Network, DCN, is a resource for homeowners, and it oversees more than 87,000 construction industry licensees. You can go to dcnonline.org and search by county for a list of Florida licensed contractors in their local community. So this is really important. And now I want to go on to another consumer alert, price gouging. So Pinellas County is in the governor's declaration of a state of emergency, and you might be wondering why you've seen those gas prices stay steady at $3.18 or $3.19. Residents are protected by the state's price gouging law. So if you see price gouging, report it to the authorities. So here you go. Price gouging law bans unconscionable and prohibits sharp increases in the price of essential commodities such as food, water, shelter, ice, gasoline, lumber, and equipment that is needed as a direct result of an officially declared emergency, which horrible Helene was. Violators are subject to civil penalties of $1,000 per violation up to $25,000. If you see it, say it. And if you suspect local price gouging, please report it to the Pinellas County Consumer Protection Agency, phone number 727-464-6200, or online at www.pinellas.gov/consumer. You can also report it to the Attorney General's hotline at 1-866-9-NO-SCAM. Charity scams. Yes, we have put up some lists of approved charities. All charities soliciting within Florida, excluding religious, educational, political, and government agency entities, they're required to register and file financial information with the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. I like to say, make sure they're properly registered. Visit Check a Charity, a resource that provides information reported to the department. So, additional recommendations. Ask for a copy of the charity's financial report to determine how much of your contribution is going towards the cause. Beware of pressure tactics to give immediately. Don't let emotional appeals or photos persuade you into giving. Some charitable groups employ paid solicitors. Check to see if this is the case. Ask if donations are tax deductible. Do not judge an organization based solely on its name. Many organizations have names that sound like those of reputable organizations but may be fraudulent. Never give cash. Contribute by check. Make it payable to the organization, never to an individual. For more information on how to protect yourself in a storm, visit Pinellas County Post-Disaster Consumer Tips. To report a suspected fraud, call 727-464-6200. For Radio St. Pete, I'm Nanette Weiser, and this is Live Life Better. Please be safe, help your neighbors, and prayers for a good recovery.